You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, no.
Is it really true? Did Jeff Bezos go after Joe Biden? We'll talk technology a bit later with Ari Zolden, also KT McFarlane on the latest in Ukraine and what Russia's victory in the region means. But we start out with a couple of big news topics regarding airlines and the 2022 election. Stay right here.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
And he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, I hope you had a great holiday weekend. We did. I just decided. Like, last minute, pile the family in the expedition and head to Cape May. And we got down there and just had 3 days of heaven. Great weather. The water was a little cold in the ocean for the kids, but they still got out there. I mean, they are so much braver than I was at their age. And we built sandcastles, and we wore patriotic outfits. And, we had dinner. We found this great taco place, by the way, in Cape May. If you're headed to Cape May and you want good tacos, Taco Caballito. Caballito. It's a little horse. There's a horse on the logo. But, man, we must have eaten there in 3 days. We must have eaten there six times or something. It was really, really good. But, you know, we McCulloughs, we like that. Anyway, I hope your 4th of July weekend was great. We topped it off by being back home in time for the fireworks here and ready to go today. Hope you are as well. We got a lot to get to, friends. We've got a lot to tend to in our country. We are at a stage right now where if there are not some significant changes made in this election that's coming up in November, we may lose America altogether. And I used to not talk like that, but I really do feel like we are on the verge of it. I'm wondering if my first guest does as well. She is back with us after a few weeks away. She's got a new book coming out sometime the first part of next year. But she, you know her, she's one of your favorites, one of the most important columnists in all of America for the New York Post, Carol Markowitz. Hope you had a happy 4th.
Hi.
What'd you and the family decide to do?
Yeah, we were actually visiting family out on Long Island, and we watched the fireworks, and it was great.
Yeah. Well, it's one of my favorite holidays. But let me ask you about this. We have a lot riding on these elections, no?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think, you know, the joke is every election the Democrats say this is the most important election of our lifetime. But this is a really important one. America is very much on the wrong path. Most Americans feel that way. And they're feeling the squeeze in so many different ways that I think we really need to focus on this election being, you know, the turning point for us.
You know, there's a new poll that's out this morning that shows 71% of Democrats and Republicans don't think Joe Biden should be president in the next go around. That's some pretty fierce headwinds for him to have to face.
Right. Well, the concern is, though, you know, who else do the Democrats have? And that's, you know, sort of tough to think about. But I've sort of been taking the bet that it is going to be Biden again as their candidate, that they really don't have any other options and that they're going to prop him up and run him again.
Yeah. Well, they asked, I think, in the same poll, you know, what do you want of Kamala Harris? And she did worse than he did. So it was like, this is really bad stuff. Carol, let me ask you about this before we get to your most recent piece, which is all about the airlines and what they're doing to the American people. And this is really interesting what you brought up. But over the weekend, I published a column for Town Hall, and I mentioned you in it. And I always like to let people know if I talk about them in the column, whether it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I misrepresented your viewpoint, but I think the Democratic Party has really turned from a place of just having a philosophical difference about a lot of things to really wanting to hurt America specifically in a lot of ways. And I'm talking about leadership mostly, not the average voters.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious, you used to kind of chastise me here on my show about, no, Kev, Democrats aren't evil. They're just kind of uninformed. They're just kind of stupid. I think some of the plans that they have in the works for Americans more resemble evil now. What say you?
So it's interesting because I do still believe that the majority of people who get involved in public life really do want what's best for the country, and that they're simply wrong about what that is or how to get there. I'm an optimist, especially an optimist about America. And I think that we generally, you won't have people who get into public life, you know, to harm the country, even if, you know, we disagree very strongly with them. But you're absolutely right that there is a undercurrent of wanting to hurt their fellow Americans. I think that Democrats want to hurt Republicans. They want to hurt conservatives. They want to hurt anybody that doesn't fall in line with them. I think we see a lot of that in, like, cancel culture, for example.
Even in their own party.
I absolutely think that's evil. But do I think that, like, the Democratic politicians who got involved and, you know, ran for office, and they got there because they wanted to hurt the country. I still think it's more ignorance and stupidity rather than malice.
Yeah, well, what you're talking about with the cancel culture really rings true, because even with fellow Democrats, they are pulling that kind of stuff.
Oh, and yeah. They get it worse than anybody else, I think. I think it's usually a left-on-left firing squad, because circular firing squad, because it's easier to hurt them. You know, if they say to you, Kevin, you're racist, you're sexist, you're, you know, misgendering, you're, you know, culturally appropriating, what are you going to say? Yeah, and so what? I don't care what you say. But if you're a liberal, you're going to say, oh, no, do I have to change my language? Do I have to refer to it as, birthing people instead of women to keep my status in my liberal world? You get it. You kind of get more of a pass than a liberal would.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, I do think, and I spill this out in the column, that there are a number of ways in which the current group is trying to hurt America. I would encourage you to go read it, friends, and then decide for yourself. Now, I want you to read Carol's latest, too, because she, in a very colorful way, says airlines got $50 billion in pandemic relief but are still putting it to Americans. And this is her latest piece in the Post. And, Carol, you've done some flying recently. I'm guessing this is like a firsthand experience here.
Yes, I've been on airplanes a lot, and it's insane how many times I've been either postponed or canceled my flight. And it's really crazy because we gave them $50 billion. American people gave the airlines $50 billion so that they wouldn't, collapse during the pandemic. And that money was meant to keep staff. And who is the number one staff member that an airplane needs? Pilots. And yet they let pilots retire early. They ended up laying off people, customer service agents, and other employees. And now they're like in disarray. And somehow, where did this money go? You know, what was this money spent on? I know that's a lot to ask for, Kevin. I know, but I think the airlines are really making that point for us, where we cannot keep doing this. We cannot keep handing out cash.
Well, there's no doubt about the fact that if you got a PPP loan during pandemic, that if you didn't apply for forgiveness, they're still going to come after you. So everyday normal people are going to have to account for what they did with the money that the government handed out to them. However, for some reason, when it comes to a number of sectors that we gave money to, we just don't know where the money went, and we don't really have any trail of how to find where it went.
That's right. That's right. And they don't know how to answer that. And nobody's demanding these answers. Where are our elected officials to say, where did this money go? And Transportation Secretary Buttigieg, you know, he had his flight canceled. And suddenly he's saying that his department is going to force the airlines to hire more staff. But you can't force them to hire pilots. You know, as I say in the piece, Buttigieg had no previous transportation experience before being picked. But a pilot can't similarly fake it. He has to actually know what he's doing to get the job.
Yeah, well, you would hope. And there's a handful of those types of jobs that you pray that the person has the proper. Doctors, one of them, pilots. These are very specially trained skills. Well, and here's the other part of this, Carol, is that there's a lot of that top down kind of, we're going to tell them what to do and they have to do it, you know, because we said so.
Right.
Biden with the oil with the gas companies last week said, well, you should bring your prices down. Well, you're not allowing those oil companies to refine gas at any type of reasonable rate. You're not allowing them to have a surplus of supply on hand. How are they supposed to take a loss? I mean, several of them lost billions last year, and now you're insisting that they lose more. And the American voters don't always understand the intricate, delicate balance that some of this walks. But I think they're starting to catch on because it's not working, and we are all suffering as a result. Anyway, Carol, great stuff as always. I want people to go read
it. Thank you, Kevin.
It's all about the airlines and what they're doing to the American people, and they're not being accountable. That's part of it. Carol, have a great week. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. Great to be back.
You got it. Always. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
God has a plan for your life, and it's big.
Romans 8:37 says, "In all things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us."
God's love revealed in Jesus Christ is so powerful and so constant in the life of every child of God that it gives us grace to overcome life's greatest challenges.
Fellowship Home Loans is proud to partner with Pastor Steve Malazzo from Bethlehem Assembly of God to bring you Overcomers, Sundays at 4 p.m. on WMCA.
Today, the majority of children have already been exposed to pornography by age 11. Even though most of this is accidental, this exposure can have disastrous consequences for their mental health and future well-being. If you want to protect your child and set them up to have healthy relationships, you need Canopy. Canopy is the most effective technology on the planet for blocking pornography. Canopy's app uses artificial intelligence to identify and filter explicit content on every website. It can do this in milliseconds and is 99.9% accurate. While other apps block entire pages, Canopy is the only tool that filters within websites, plucking out explicit images and videos before they appear. Its image scanning technology also prevents users from taking and sending sexts. The internet is awash in pornography, but your kids don't have to see it. Head on over to canopy.us/protect to start your 30-day free trial. Enter the promo code PROTECT and get 15% off the regular price for life.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, clearing the way for many states to ban or severely limit abortion. The debates have never been stronger. During this critical time, the award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life. Stream it today at salemnow.com and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. George Bing, pastor of Abundant Life Ministries International Church in Winter Haven, Florida, and lead singer of Arms Worship. I'm excited about our new single, Get Ready for Your Blessing. Take a listen to it.
You say, God, I love you.
I
say, that is really true. Well, I shouldn't have to get on my knees and beg you.
Get it now on our website, almschurch.org. That's alms, A-L-M-S, church.org. The digital download is available on just about every site, including Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, Apple Music, TikTok, and YouTube. Get ready for your blessing today.
Dad, why do your toenails look like that?
Hey, it's James, and if you're like me and suffer from toenail fungus, please pay close attention. Let's face it, toe fungus is embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off and hid my ugly toes from everybody. But nail fungus isn't just a cosmetic problem. It can also be dangerous. Even a small spot can spread and get worse. But no matter what I tried, it seemed like my fungus would never go away. Then I discovered Crystal Flush, the new and different FDA-registered at-home treatment. This unique two-step system flushes out fungus at its source and reverses damaged nails. Finally, me and thousands of others are free from fungus, and you can be too. Call now, and for a limited time, you can try Crystal Flush risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-354-1862. That's 800-354-1862. Eliminate your toe fungus once and for all, guaranteed. Call now, 800-354-1862, or visit crystalflush.com.
Your spouse has said your marriage is over, and they're ready to walk out the door. So where does that leave you?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joe Beam, founder of Marriage Helper. We've helped thousands of couples in this exact situation. We want to share with you the things you can do right now to start turning this crisis around.
If you're somebody who's lying in bed sobbing yourself to sleep because your husband has left you or walked out on you or your wife has left you and you think, oh, well, this is it now, it's not it. There is hope.
We're going to teach you the three things you need to start doing immediately to get your spouse back. If your marriage is in crisis, you're not going to want to miss this special Save My Marriage event happening on lovestories.com.
Visit lovestories.com for the free Save My Marriage mini course happening right now on lovestories.com. That's lovestories.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. As President Trump's first deputy national security advisor, she helped set standards in the White House. In the Pentagon, she was the equivalent to a four-star general. And now, it's time to set the record straight. It's The Briefing with KT McFarland, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lonnie Perkins, and appreciate you being with us, friends. And thank you again for all that you've done. When I asked you last week to help us, it was just such a satisfying response to see so many get involved, and thank you for your generosity. We are back to kind of the normal pattern of things today. Carol Markowitz just with us, Ari Zolden coming up. We're going to look at tech, but always pleased to have KT McFarland with The Briefing. And KT, first, before we get to the news of the day, I know that you're one of these there's friends that I have on the show that I can joke about, you know, things of the day with, and I'm not sure how they're going to take them. I know that you're a patriot through and through. I know that you like to put on the red, white, and blue. I know that you probably wore red, white, and blue all day yesterday. How was your July 4th, and what did it mean to you?
Okay, so what I do, what we do at our family is, you know, I have five grown children. They're all married, eight grandchildren. We get usually some smattering of kids, and they bring friends. And every 4th of July weekend, there's a huge parade in our town, Southampton, New York. And everybody from Girl Scouts to fire chiefs to volunteers at the hospital show up in March. That's great. And then fireworks. That's great. But the greatest thing is that our family, we always read the Declaration of Independence. And we have for years. And when our kids were little, you know, when they were toddlers, teenagers, especially when they were teenagers, they would roll their eyes saying, oh, my God, I can't believe we have to read the Declaration of Independence. All my buddies are at the beach or at barbecues. We're stuck
right,
reading
right.
this. But increasingly over the years, it's meant a lot to them, especially when our daughter went to the Naval Academy and would bring home friends who were either in the Iraq or Afghan wars and who had served the nation or still serving the nation. It meant a lot to them in a very different way. And so we read they went around the table, and everybody reads a paragraph or an article. And my daughter at the end of it, and you know, she's in her mid-30s. She's a representative to the Florida State House. She said, you know, every year, there's a different part of the Declaration of Independence that resonates with the issues of today. It doesn't take long to do. It's about a 15-minute read if you go sure. around the table and everyone participates. But you understand why it's not just that the American colonials were angry about taxation, that for sure, but there were all the other grievances they had, that they were not allowed to have juries, that the judges were biased, that the administrators of the day were costing too much money and taking away the rights of the people. You could have written it yesterday. Hmm. It's so relevant. And so that's how we celebrate it, and I encourage more and more people to read the Declaration of Independence. You'll fall in love with America all over again.
No, it's really true. In fact, just before we kind of got busy with the day yesterday, I was rereading it for myself, and we didn't do it as a family. I love the idea, suggestion, and now my kids are getting old enough to the point where they probably could. But I think that your daughter's exactly right. There's such deep, profound concepts communicated in that document, and it is unlike any other document that I'm aware of in world history. I mean, when did anyone else stare down the most powerful government on earth and say, you're not being fair? We believe that God has given us greater rights than what you give us, and we declare those. Like, it really is a rather remarkable, moment in time that has been captured and is part of our foundation.
And it goes more than that. I've been reading the old Federalist Papers. Those were the articles of persuasion, really, that were written a decade after the Declaration of Independence, when the American representatives created our Constitution. And they wrote about why they formed the government that they did. And again, another unique concept in history. They had absolutely no illusions about mankind. They didn't think that people were just good, wonderful, good-hearted people. They knew that people wanted power, and they wanted money, and they wanted to take rights away from others, and they certainly understood about a central government that would slowly but surely erode the rights of the people and aggregate more power to themselves. And they understood that people in power want to stay in power, and they'll do anything to stay in power. And I think that that period, that sort of 10, 15-year period of American history, when our leaders formed a new nation with an entirely different concept, as you point out, our rights came from God, not from a king, not from the aristocracy, not from some general. They came directly to us from God, and nobody could take away those rights. And in the Declaration of Independence, the line that struck me this year, there's a section towards the end that says, it is our sacred right to overthrow a government that oppresses us, but it is also our sacred duty. Not just the right. You have the duty to overthrow oppressive regimes and therefore put in place governments that respect the rights of the people. And that's what we're going through today. Yeah. You know, that's what we're divided as a nation. It's, we're a lot of the nation, Republican and Democrat, are against the guys in Washington. And so I think we're reliving the American Revolution all over again.
I think that is really quite well said, KT, as I would expect nothing less of you. Let me shift to kind of the day job for you for a second. Russia declared victory in the portion of Ukraine. That's the technical pronunciation. I'm not very good at it. But what does it represent? They're claiming that they have now kind of that they will own the Donbass region, that, you know, they're in charge, and that this thing is all but done.
There are a couple things to remember. One, Russia can fight forever because of high oil prices, and Russia's main export is oil and natural gas. They have very full treasuries, and so they can keep fighting. We're financing their war by having these artificially high oil and natural gas prices because of Joe Biden's war on American fossil fuels. But the second thing is that the Russians, they don't really care about civilian casualties, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to, quote, achieve victory. The next thing to remember is that it will soon be much more than just a conflict in Europe. It'll be a conflict between Ukraine and Russia and Europe, but it'll affect the world because we're about to have food shortages. Because one of the things that will happen is if the Russians take eastern Ukraine, they're going to seize the ports, and that's how Ukrainian grain would get to the world. Ukraine supplies about 10% of the world's grain. Ukraine and Russia, probably 20% of the grain. And so all of a sudden, Russia is going to be in a position of, A, being a lot richer than it even is with high oil prices, because grain prices are going to go through the roof. I mean, when was the last time you bought a loaf of bread? And secondly, the world will have now a whole sort of cascading series of crises. If food can't get to countries which need it, they're going to have a humanitarian crisis. Let's say a country like Egypt imports a lot of grain from Ukraine. They're not going to get their grain. Whatever grain is on the open market will be twice the price it used to be. So there'll be people who are going to go hungry. And there'll be a humanitarian crisis, especially in Africa and the Middle East. What happens then? There's a refugee crisis. Then there's political instability. So all of a sudden, what did look initially like just a fight between Ukraine and Russia and independence and freedom and domination, now suddenly we'll have far greater ramifications globally.
Yeah. Well, it's my prayer that at some point we can right this wrong, but I don't see an easy, quick fix out of it, especially since our own government seems to be pretty tone deaf to good advice on the region, and I am concerned about that. But, KT, we'll talk about that at another time on another day. Thank you for your observations about the declaration and the great suggestion that I might just put into place next year for the McCulloughs.
You'll love it. You'll never look back. I should think everyone in the McCullough world of listeners should do the same thing.
All right. KT McFarland, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. We've got a lot more of show to go. We're going to talk Tech Tuesday for a couple of segments today. Stay here.
mindful about your health can be a challenge. Invite Health is making this easy with our Buy One, Get One Free Independence Day sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Make your summer better by learning more about health and wellness from me, Dr. Amanda Williams. You can check out our past shows and podcasts at invitehealth.com. You can speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week, in person, by phone, or by video. To order, call 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Or visit invitehealth.com to place your order and check out our retail locations and additional product offers. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Independence Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345. Or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. I'm wearing mine as I read this spot, actually. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so you need to order right now. 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with the MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. Remember, for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Order right now. 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WMCA.
It's Dr. Lederman talking about prostate cancer. Your PSA went from 3 to 4 to 6.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden it jumped to 60.
It was a shock to me. That's when I called Radio Surgery New York. Your office is a whole nother world. You immediately took this whole thing into your own hands. Beyond efficient.
Did you ever have a doubt that we weren't working for your benefit?
Not for 1 second.
And you knew that you had a cancer of the prostate that was aggressive and went to lymph nodes. And we put together a plan to try to get this terrible cancer under control, right?
It was just like you say, no pain, no cutting, no bleeding. It was so easy. No side effects, no nothing. Just perfect.
What was your PSA this week?
0.02.
Wow. For more prostate cancer information, call Dr. Lederman. 2 and 2 choices, 2 and 2 choices. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code TREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code TREE. Use code TREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you're glad to have you back with us on the day after the holiday weekend. And, you know, there's a lot to be considering in the elections ahead, not the least of which is the economy and what's going on with, you know, all forms of the economic policy that's being laid out there. My next guest is founder and president of Market Institute, and he actually has come to the conclusion that this new anti-big tech bill could be the final nail in the coffin for the Democrats on some of these issues. Charles Sauer is his name, and he joins us for the first time. Charles, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
You just penned a piece for RealClearMarkets.com that is by that title, Anti-Big Tech Bill Could Be Final Nail in the Democrats' Coffin. Why do you think that is, in fact, the case, and how does it play out in what you lay out?
So I think that there's several reasons for this. And in fact, I think it also will hurt some of the new big government conservatives as well. But the Democrats are selling this as kind of it's a hipster Brandeisian or a anti-big business bill. They need to bring these big businesses under control. And what they don't realize is that kind of these businesses provide good products, right? So Amazon had two-day shipping as one of the businesses that helped get us through pandemics as a family. Amazon Prime is one of those things that helps saves us money. If you look at Google, the way that the search comes back is something that we're used to. It's why we go to Google instead of Bing or some of the other search engines or DuckDuckGo. These big companies are providing us products that we like. And the bill that the Democrats are considering, it's S-2992. It was introduced by Amy Klobuchar, and Leader Schumer has promised her a vote on this bill. And if they vote on the bill and if they pass the bill, then we will lose the good Google search engine that we like. We will lose the Amazon Prime that we've gone to trust. And we will also lose the ability to find some of the small businesses that use Prime or use Amazon warehouses to actually get their stuff to us. I think that the people will turn on them when they realize that the Democrats aren't just trying to bring big business under control, but instead they're going to end up breaking the markets that we like and enjoy, and we like the products of these companies.
What aspects of this bill actually do the things you're purporting, for instance, interruption or the elimination of Amazon Prime? Why does this bill go after that?
Well, it's considered preferencing. So there's several different parts to this, but if we look at Prime, for instance, for Amazon Prime to work, Amazon can put its own products on Prime, which kind of makes sense, right? They have their own products, they have them in their warehouses, and they can get them to you in 2 days. But for another company to use Prime, let's say Acme Inc., they have to pay Amazon to warehouse their goods at the Amazon warehouse. And then they also have to pay for the shipping. And what happens is that company pays more than Amazon does because Amazon has less paperwork to do it internally. They're storing a lot of stuff in their own warehouses, and they're their own business. They've decided to do that. But that's called preferencing. And so the bill S-2992 says that they can no longer self-preference. That's the same thing with Google. If you search, you know, like nearest liquor store.
So, Charles, this seems to me to be completely unconstitutional. How can government tell a business that it cannot preference itself? Why be in business at all if I can't advance the objectives of my corporation as decided by my shareholders?
I couldn't agree with you more, but what scares me and why I wrote the article and why I'm here is that not only are the Democrats on this talking point, and they've had kind of a history of being anti-big business, but enough conservatives are getting behind this as well that that's where I consider it a real problem. Hmm. Now, the conservatives are pushing things like they don't like the way that Google might preference some search results that they deem as more liberal than conservative, or the way that Amazon sells some products that they don't agree with or takes other products off that they would like sold. And so the Republicans or a few conservatives, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Chuck Grassley, have gotten behind these bills and are pushing them, even though in all actuality, they don't do anything. But that's what scares me. I think you're right. I don't think it's constitutional. I don't think that Congress should be able to tell businesses what to do. But, you know, if they have 60 votes in Congress, they can do a lot of things.
That's true. Charles Sauer, thank you for the insight. Thanks for the alert. We will be paying attention to this going forward. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. We continue with Tech Tuesday. Ari Zoldan joins me next.
Are you ready to thrive? Start a new and rewarding career as a financial advisor at Thrivent. Thrivent will train and support you. Thrivent is a growing Fortune 500 company with a vision to transform financial services. And right now, Thrivent is looking for entrepreneurial individuals to join the team. Could it be you? Explore your opportunities at Thrivent.com/careers. The Greater New York Area team is growing. If you're entrepreneurial, results-driven, and inspired by the promise of helping others reach their financial goals, join Thrivent. Thrivent offers a values-driven culture, competitive benefits, and great earning potential. For more information, call 973-792-8531 or visit Thrivent.com/careers. Thrive right where you are. Help others thrive. Start your career or begin a new one. With your new career as a financial advisor, you'll do work that matters. Be a part of a team reimagining financial services to help individuals and communities thrive. Thrivent will train and support you. Call 973-792-8531 or go to thrivent.com/careers.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hello, friends. This is Jason from Be Alive, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Jesus, Matt, and Lori Show to be uplifted right here on WMCA.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com. Reliability, dependability, quality, and value. Sentiments not usually associated with an affordable four-door sedan. Meet the 2022 Mitsubishi Mirage G4, starting from $15,465. With 35 mpg city and 41 mpg highway, this makes the Mirage G4 the class leader in fuel economy. But not boring. The G4 is connected for adventure with the latest technology of Apple CarPlay and Android Auto Standard. Precious cargo? Mitsubishi G4 comes standard with loads of safety features, including forward collision mitigation with pedestrian detection. And it's all backed with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty to give you peace of mind. Come visit Freehold Mitsubishi today. Just a short ride from anywhere in the metro tri-state area. Visit FreeholdMitsubishi.com or call 732-863-2788.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zolden of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us and kind of feeling like things are back to normal today. We had Carol Markowitz join us earlier. We got Katie McFarlane on the show. And here's our third Tuesday contributor, Ari Zolden, back with Tech Tuesday. He had to go out of the country for a little while, you know, rough it in a place called Morocco. Is that where you went Ari?
Close. We were in Monaco at an incredible conference, the Rotoso Family Office Investment Summit. They bring together just phenomenal talent, influencers, all within the family office investment space. And they just pulled together a great conference, so I ended up taking a day or two.
And it's really hard going to Monaco, I'm sure. You know. the south of France beaches there. It's just really tough, you know, to endure that.
It was a nice place to have a conference. That's for sure.
I think they sell insurance policies to people that do tourism through there that will actually pay you if they have bad days of weather. That's how perfect it is in that region of the world. Anyway. Welcome back. Good to have you. We just spoke with Charles Sauer of Real Clear Markets, and he was talking about this anti-big tech legislation that both sides in the Senate seem to be advancing. Schumer and Klobuchar on the Democratic side are advancing it. Cruz and Hollings seem to be supporting it from the Republicans. But it's targeting services like Amazon's Prime Shipping and the Google search engine's ability to help you find the smaller companies that you want to find and so forth. And it seems like that the consumers kind of end up on the short end of the stick if this thing goes forward. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, and if Prime goes away, I know that was one of the game changing things with Amazon. Just that free shipping, overnight, almost same day shipping. So, yeah, if situations like that are going to start happening regularly because of this bill, I think it's not just going to create problems for Amazon, but Google and the other big tech companies. You know, thinking about the story on more of, I guess, of a holistic level, you know, a lot of us are here in part in America. Part of America is that we believe in the American dream. And I think when bills get introduced like this that are looking to break up big tech, it's kind of, well, you know, why constantly innovate? Why try to do better? Why grow larger if eventually we're going to bump up against government regulation? And kind of, you know, I feel like it defeats the purpose of the American dream.
Well, I think that's always been a tension that we have lived with. There's reasonable ways to do regulation in such a way that because capitalism on fire without any kind of moral code can hurt things as well. Though I trust the free markets more than I trust government dictates. So I'm going to always kind of side on the free market side. But I am with you, Ari, on that. We have done so much to disincentivize entrepreneurs from trying to grow and trying to do better and trying to get bigger. And I think that only hurts innovation. I think it only hurts competition. I think ultimately it hurts the number of options that the consumer has to choose from. And I don't think that that helps anyone.
Yeah, and the fabric, Kevin, of this country. I mean, you know, we talk about entrepreneurship, and I've been to, you know, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 countries around the world. You know, when they think of American, and I ask, you know, I typically, you know, ask whether it's business leaders or heads of states that I'm meeting with over there. You know, I always say, well, you know, what impresses you about America? What's special about America? You know, why America? You know, and 9 out of 10 times, you know, the word of entrepreneurship and innovation and free thinking, you know, and land of opportunity, that's in their vernacular as it relates to America. So, yeah, having things like these bills that are looking to break up, you know, any industry, especially an industry like tech, I think it's detrimental, and it's detrimental to innovation, exactly what you said.
I mean, I'm all in favor of someone saying to Twitter, you've got to let, you know, all voices be represented. I've experienced the downside of their censorship, but I don't know that it's smart for the government to be the one that leads the way on that. I would rather the market tell Twitter that they're wrong than have the government do it is usually how I would like that to come about. Anyway, so let's talk about some of the other top headlines. Meta is in the news. They had planned on hiring a ton of people, but it looks like they may have to curb that. What's going on?
Yeah, and it's not just Facebook and not just Meta, the company that owns Facebook, but a lot of the big tech companies are either cutting back on hiring or putting, I'm hearing a lot of hiring freezes. But specifically as it relates to Facebook, they have this huge initiative into the metaverse. They were planning to hire up to 10,000, specifically 10,000 engineers. They cut that down about 30%. So they're only going to be hiring between 6,000 and 7,000 engineers. And that's a blow. I do believe, though, that that's temporary. That's because of market conditions. And, you know, Zuckerberg came out saying that he does have to, you know, scale back lean and mean and take a position and focus, you know, in the short term on profits and revenue drivers. But a metaverse is something that's, you know, not here today, but will be tomorrow. But this is where Facebook is investing in. I'm a huge advocate of the metaverse. It's Web 3. It's where things are going in this digital economy. And I do think, you know, we touched upon innovation and entrepreneurship previously, Kevin. And, you know, when we talk about, you know, ever evolving technology and entrepreneurship, there are so many opportunities right now for engineers and creators and developers to be able to build products and service in the metaverse. So, yeah, would love to continue to have that conversation with you.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we will as it goes forward, because it's certainly not going to roll back. It may just grow a little slower than they had anticipated. Hey, there's this other story that was in the Post today. British Army's YouTube and Twitter accounts hacked by crypto scammers. I got a kind of a personal connection to this. Not that I know anybody in the British Army, but I had a very good friend who lives in Southern California who had her Instagram completely taken over by a group that was just basically scamming people on cryptocurrency. They were saying they posed in her voice. They made it appear as though she had posted things saying, I tried this. I made a lot of money at it. Here's the name of the person I would recommend. Contact them. And the language sounded so out of the ordinary that I reached out to her directly and said, you know, are you aware that this is going on your Instagram? And she's like, yeah, I've been hacked and can't get a hold of it. But evidently this is the thing. These crypto scammers, they like to hack legit accounts and then turn them into big advertisements for cryptocurrency. What happened in the British Army's instance?
Yeah, so they took over their Twitter handles, their YouTube handles, and they put an image up of an NFT. And again, this is opportunities that these cyber criminals see in terms of promoting their brand. You know, you look at British, you know, they've got all these large organizations have huge social followings. So why not take over some of their handles and start promoting their own initiative? And you know, unfortunately, we're going to be seeing, I think, a lot more of this as I think, you know, leaks, not only leaks start happening, but vulnerabilities within the networks, and especially a lot of the cyber criminals out there, they're extremely, extremely sophisticated, and they don't stop. So as good and great as the technologies out there that's trying to defend it, I do believe that the criminals are always going to be one step ahead of us, which makes it very challenging for the industry.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we need good people to go into the industry to figure out and stay on top of those technologies as best they can. All right, Ari Zoldan, always appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. And that's your Tech Tuesday, friends. Kevin McCullough coming back with my final thought.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older, 52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco & Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And thank you again for your generosity as we were trying to help as many families as possible. Just a rewarding thing to see over and over again how generous the listeners of this show truly are. And thanks to Carol Markowitz and KT McFarland and Mr. Sauer and Mr. Zolden for joining us. I would say thank you to New York Governor Kathy Hochul because she's going to be featured in this segment, but it's not very favorable. As you know, with the massive numbers of shootings over the weekend, Chicago had 74 people shot. Highland Park, a suburb of Chicago, had 24 people shot. Illinois, by the way, is the sixth tightest state in the union on gun laws. So it's not that they don't have a lot of laws already on the books. So those gun laws really stopping all that gun crime, right? All those shootings, they're just wiping them out with all those great laws of theirs. You know, one of the things that came out of the Supreme Court case a couple of weeks ago was the reality that a lot more states are now going to have to issue concealed carry permits. And the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, is trying to work her way around the Supreme Court by still trying to not let New Yorkers get concealed carry permits. She was asked about something very practical related to this just yesterday. Take a listen.
Numbers to show that it's the concealed carry permit holders that are committing crimes. Do you have the numbers?
I don't need to have numbers.
Oh.
I don't have to have a data point to point to say.
She was asked, do you have the numbers to show that it's legal concealed carry weapon permit holders that are committing these crimes? Do you have numbers to show that it's the permit holders, the people that are trying to keep the law by getting a permit? Do you have the evidence that shows that those people are the ones committing the crime? Of course she doesn't have the numbers, because the people that are applying to get the permits are not the people that ignore the laws. The boy that shot at the July 4th parade yesterday in Highland Park, Illinois, and all of the brothers who shot each other on the south side of Chicago last night and the night before, none of them care about the law. It doesn't matter if they're white or if they're black. You had some of both. It doesn't matter that they have any number of other elements surrounding them. Evil people dedicated to an evil outcome will use evil means to accomplish that evil. This is what my very good friends that are arguing with me on social media right now don't understand. Concealed carry permits are for law-abiding, rule-following people that want the right to justifiably defend themselves if one of these evil people show up somewhere. That's the purpose of the permit. They want the right to defend themselves. So when Kathy Hochul is asked, do you have evidence that these concealed carry weapons permits, those people, they're the ones committing the crimes? I don't need the numbers. I just know. Well, I know she's just making it up. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.